you're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast. We're sat in my basement. My name's Tom. I'm with my good friend Jack.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow. It was nice to kick off the show. We jumped straight into this, really. No crazy train.
Well, we'll put
nothing Ozzy Osbourne related at all.
We'll put that in retrospective.
Okay. That was Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. You're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast. How you doing?
I'm right, you know.
Yeah.
Getting over, enjoying being unemployed.
It's a lovely day outside today, as I'm sure you'll know if you're listening to this any day in the week. You'll look back to Sunday when we were recording this. I think, God, Sunday was a nice day outside, wasn't it? Not for us, because we're sat in a...
To be fair,
a well-lit basement.
Very well-lit.
It used to be a lot darker. That light never used to work, the one on the wall.
Yeah, new bulb.
New bulb.
See, got
no expense spared.
You're quite resentful about being in the basement.
I love it down here. It's a sunny day outside. We could have done this.
Yeah, we're going out to film
a McDonald's drive-through.
True, that'd be good. No, actually, my laptop battery's broken.
Yeah,
so I have to keep it charged all the time.
I'm back in Leighton for a little bit. It's been nice. I was here last night as well, actually.
Were you?
Yeah, I went for a curry at Sizzler.
Oh, that place. Oh, that is the most incredible curry house in the entire world. It looks like a nightclub from the outside. It looks
like
a strip club.
It does, doesn't
it? You go in, the lights are all turned down low, so you can't see what you're eating.
Mm.
It costs about £8.
The room we sat in, there's weird little pockets of rooms,
yeah,
isn't there?
Yeah,
been in
so
there?
Odd.
We sat in the top room, like the cellar, not the cellar room, the attic room.
Yeah.
And there's a light in there so there's normal, like, I don't know what the difference is between any kinds of lights, but a built-in lights, let's say, into the ceiling. And then there's another hanging light from a fan.
Right.
With three bulbs in it, but they're blue lights.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like UV.
Yeah, but
so I could see fingerprints on my chicken.
That's the one place you don't want a UV light, isn't it? Apart from maybe a nightclub. You don't want to see all the spermatozoa and stuff on the table.
There were splatters all over my plate. And brother, I hadn't even put the sauce on yet.
I didn't even want mayo.
Booked the table for 6:30. Got the mains around 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's very much my experience there. I think it's because they just try to get you to drink. Because there's always someone there to...
Mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It's just a nightclub where you can get Indian food.
As soon as you say, I was trying to sort of do a test by going, Cobra. Just under my breath, and they'd be like, drinks? Anyone for drinks? You want drinks? Everyone want drinks? Drinks? I'd like my food, please. Oh. Bought the food, didn't bring cutlery. And someone went, can we get cutlery as well, please?
Mm.
And the one went, yeah, leave it with me. Walked off. Came back with cutlery for about, this was a party of about 8 or 9. Came back for cutlery for about 3 people.
What?
Why?
Why did you go there in the first place?
I don't know. I've got no idea. Should have gone methy, really.
Yeah.
That's local businesses covered. If you are in the Leighton area and you're thinking of going for a curry, you probably know not to go to Sizzler anyway, don't you?
Yeah. So, what's the opposite of an advert?
I don't know.
Well, there you go. I walked out my front door the other day.
You
walked
didn't.
Right. Past my neighbour's house. My new neighbour is blind.
Mm.
Came out at the same time, waggling his stick to see where he's going. Mm. I dodged the stick. Here's the question of the day.
Bent his arm back, stole it from him.
blind stick, should you let them hit you so they know you're there, or should you dodge it and just carry on?
Dodge it and carry on.
Yeah?
Every time.
I think we should open it up to the listeners.
I think if he's waving it about and it gets quite close to you, you should just go, danger! And then just... So he knows that you're there, so he's alerted to it, like an alarm.
I think he might have been putting it on. I just saw him belt a toddler with it across the back of the leg. Get out of the way.
And he looked both ways across the road. Fooled us all.
Ready a swear.
Sorry.
4 minutes in.
Sorry, I'm just venting it. I've just been at a 3-year-old's birthday party.
You shouldn't. Wasn't
and
even invited.
And there's no swearing. I don't know. I didn't know any of them.
Right, let's play a song.
Play a song. I'll tell you about the birthday party, shall I?
Yeah, if it was interesting. If not, don't.
Okay.
In the misery dictionary.
That was the Stone Roses.
So Young.
With one of their songs.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Come on, cheer up.
Cheer up. What do I want to say Ian Brown? It's not Ian Brown,
is
it?
Ian Brown.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, okay, I got it right then.
Have you seen him when he was young?
No.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah?
Now look at him.
Oh.
Odd.
Don't worry, mate. It'll happen to you as well.
Yeah. Scrawny people tend to just weather in the face, don't they? Whereas people get a bit
jowly.
I was
trying to think. I called you a young Roy Orbison the other week. And
that's actually, in fairness, I looked that up. I don't think I quite was thinking of who I was. That's not a bad...
So was I thinking of the right person?
Yeah,
then?
You definitely
okay.
were, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I would have preferred, like, Buddy Holly or something, but...
Buddy Holly, yes.
Yeah.
Buddy Holly as well. Yeah, no. I'll give you Buddy Holly.
The scrawny people with quiffs from the 60s.
And glasses.
And glasses, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. The glasses were missing in the first place. You had the Jimmy Dean thing going on.
That's true.
I suppose you still got the Jimmy Dean thing with glasses, but
certainly,
it's... Yeah. It's just that there's a certain edge of panache that's gone.
Oh, good.
Dean had that panache
and
on
so did
Holly.
I. Yeah.
No, Holly doesn't have the same level of panache,
okay.
I don't think.
But I didn't have that pre-glasses.
You did have that panache pre-glasses.
I did.
Now you've lost it.
Get rid of them now. Get these off me. I can't see without them now. It's mental.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I was happier without.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Up where?
Hey.
Do you want to talk about that kids' party you weren't invited to?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Firstly, I was invited.
Oh, good.
Because it was my niece's birthday
party. A
blessed
relief.
Didn't stay too long.
Yeah.
No. It's uncomfortable, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you don't know anyone else
there. Oh, I hate
them. And half
parties,
of the half of the people there are children.
Yeah. How old? Three?
But, yeah, three.
I haven't done that one yet. I've done two.
So they were all doing the usual running around, pass the parcel kind of. I like kids doing pass the parcel. It's hilarious when you're like on the adult side of it. You've seen through the looking glass.
What, you know there's someone turning the music off.
Yeah, because the kids are still like looking around. Like,
oh really?
Even though it's like my sister controlling it with a remote with a telly, they've still got no idea that that's what's happening.
Really?
And some of them you can tell like what kind of people they're going to grow up to be. Yeah. From the ones that are like trying to rip a bit open while passing it around. Maybe I can just get into the suite.
Oh, never mind. Did you win?
The ones that are like they just stop with it and then look around for a bit, even though the music's playing. Like.
Yeah, yeah,
we could just stop it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Seeing as I'm holding it,
smash the system. Yeah.
And there was a young boy, I imagine 3 years old. I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like running around with this. It was a gun in the shape of a dinosaur's face, and it was
what?
It was really weird, but kind of cool, and like shooting little things out of it. And he like kept like trying to shoot me and stuff, and like sort of playing around with him.
So you belted him.
And I was like, this is quite fun. Maybe it'd actually be quite nice to have a son or something later in life. Like, this is kind of cool. Playing for about 5 or 10 minutes with this young boy, and then obviously he got a bit, you know, overexcited with the playing and the shooting and all that. Decided to run up to me and just square on punch me in the arm. It was just it was just sort of giggling, and I just went, as hard as he could. I was like, oh dear.
Oh.
That's not really the attitude to take now, is it?
I'm glad you don't fit in with kids either.
I told his mum he called me a as well.
Why have you said that?
I got him grounded. Grounded for 4 weeks.
Yeah. Kids, can't beat
changed
him.
My mind now. Can't beat him. Yeah, very good.
Pity. Oh, what else have you been up to? Anything? How's the jogging going?
God, I've got no idea. I ran 10 miles this morning.
Really?
And I can't really feel my legs anymore.
Oh.
Horrible. Hate it.
Don't do it, though.
I've
got the money
now,
surely.
Surely you just
click a box on the thing and it goes, oh, I did it. And then siphons off all the delicious money over the internet.
No? What was that? You're pulling it in on a rope?
Yeah.
A little motion. Yeah, probably would, but I feel obligated.
Right.
Do you not get that in life?
No, well, I'd never do anything charitable. I've got a charity sticker in the back of my car, and it's so annoying. I don't, because it was just there when I got it, and it's like, help dead people or something. I'm not, anyone who sees me driving, I'm not affiliated with any charity.
dead people generally don't need much help, so it's probably not that.
Well, it's like save the Philippines or something from flooding, something like that.
Dead people, Filipino people.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Probably don't have many Filipinos listening.
No.
Imagine if we did. Imagine if we had a like, huge following in the Philippines.
Imagine if we had a huge following.
One day.
Yeah, well, we keep saying that.
And the days keep passing by like sand through our fingers.
I've had quite a lot of trouble recently with my new phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. It's a nice shiny new...
Yeah.
One of those Apple phones.
Mm. Incidentally, if Apple want to send us any free stuff for that great plug.
Yeah. You will have your devices promoted to upwards of 5 people.
Yeah. So I got a new phone. My contract ran out of O2, so I thought, okay, I'll try a different network. And I looked at all the cheapest ones, trying to get a new phone as well. It turns out the cheapest is a little company called GifGaff. Great. So I thought, yes, please. I'll have some of that. It turns out there's a reason GifGaff is so cheap.
Generally, if it's the cheapest thing available, there's a good reason.
Thing is, if there was a car that was worth $5,000 and they said you can have it for £100, you'd go no, wouldn't you? But for some reason with a phone...
I'd check the condition of the car.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. So it turns out GifGaff, the network for you, no, the network run by you, turns out I can't run a phone network very well.
Just climbing up pylons trying to get...
Oh, God. So, since this started, they've sent me 6 different SIM cards, which I'll take into numbering so I can keep up. None of them work. One of them I got, they sent me this SIM card, which was a duplicate of the SIM card of this random girl who lives in Nottingham or something. And I was like, right, this SIM card isn't activating to the little person online. And they were like, oh, okay, sorry, Cat Ross, you've logged into the wrong account. It should be working for you now. And I'm like, my name's not Cat Ross. And they're like, surely Cat Ross. And then said the email.
Really?
Yeah. And the last 4 digits of the bank thing. And I was like, one, like, okay, there's a thing called Occam's Razor where if there's a the theory with the lowest amount of assumptions is usually the correct one.
Yeah.
So rather than assuming that my name's Cat Ross and I've signed into an account called Tom Ratcliffe, why not assume that you sent me the wrong thing? So they gave me an email. So I was thinking about email and they're just saying, do you want to just post each other the SIM cards and we'll sort it out?
Really?
Oh, mad. Oh. And then, so my girlfriend rang my phone, not just on automatic thinking about it, and I tried to get the number changed from O2 to GifGaff to save hassle, if you can believe it.
Mm.
And so Mill rang them, phone rang, and this girl answered. It was like, hello? I was like, hello, can I help you? And she was like, oh, I'm just trying to ring my boyfriend. She's like, oh, you've got the wrong number. And then she said something about GifGaff, and she was like, no, that's not my number, the one that Mill rang. So she had my number, this girl. She just got changed. It was like Kristallnacht overnight. I just gave her the number. And so now she's got my number. So if anyone else has rung her... Oh.
She's got your phone number?
Yeah.
She's literally got your number.
She stole my number.
Oh my God.
So this might become a weekly item called the GifGaff Chronicles, where I just update you on how far along I am of getting a functioning mobile phone. And they went, oh, sorry, because they thought they'd sorted it for the umpteenth time. They said, here's a £5 goodie bag to make up for it.
How many things can you get in a goodie bag for a five?
No, it's like £5 credit. Actually, because it's all
a goodie bag,
stupid wacky marketing stuff.
Okay, yeah.
So no one used GifGaff ever. I'm so sorry, O2. I've been speaking to O2 consultants for weeks, just going, I'm sorry, take me back,
please. I've changed.
I was working out how much it would cost me to pay off my phone because I'm on a 24 month contract
with GifGaff. You idiot.
Why has this happened to me? Oh,
because these things only happen to you.
I know. All you want to do is get a SIM card, put it in, and I was trying to explain to them the people you speak to. I don't know. I thought it was a robot for so long, this person I was speaking to. So they were like, you need to activate your SIM card to do that. And I was like, right, when I try and activate my SIM card, it says I can't activate it. And they went, to activate your SIM card, and then just sent me a link. And I was like, no. So there's about 60 pages on like this conversation between me and these people. And I was going, like, I it won't let me register my SIM card to put in my PAC code. And they were like, to put in a PAC code. Oh, so I swore at them a couple of times.
Oh. They're only trying to help, mate.
No, they're not trying to help. Gift gaff. Rubbish. Gift gaff. Oh, here you go. You can use your phone for a quid a month.
What does gift gaff? Is that based on riffraff?
It should be.
Yeah.
It should be. Yeah. Oh, that's really... I was in quite a good mood. That's actually depressed me now.
Let's play a little song to cheer you up. Lift up your spirits.
What do you want to hear?
I don't know. We've got, Boys of Summer.
Ichiku Park by the Small Faces.
Yep.
Or So Lonely by the Police.
Let's have Small Faces.
Okay. And after this, we've got a brand new feature. Feature. Tom and Jack.
That was the Small Faces on the Tom and Jack podcast. I'm Jack. With me in this basement that we do our podcast in is the owner of the basement, Tom.
Hello. So I was ranting that entire song. About
absolutely fuming.
Oh, we'll draw
He's
a line
got
on
steam it. Coming out of his ears.
Oh, I'll have to do a gift gaff jingle. Speaking of jingles, we've got a new feature. Like you, Jack, there's nothing I like more than someone famous going a bit mental and that.
Oh, love it.
So we decided... what did we decide? Who knows?
I'm not really sure. We're going to kind of go with it, I think. See if it works.
Well, yeah, we like when celebrities go mad. Or famous people rather go mad. Yeah, I thought we'd... Maybe if there's one a week, we'll take a little case study of it and just look at it. Hey, we're trialling it, okay?
Cut us some slack.
I took the liberty of making a little jingle.
I'm shutting your butt down.
For f*** sake, man, you're amateur.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
You all right?
I like that.
There you go.
That was good.
It's good,
not what
it?
I thought it was going to be, though.
No? What would you
I
do?
Thought I, in my head, it, I thought you that you might do. Is it Soundgarden? That song? Or I can't remember who it's by. There's a song called All Right. Because we are young.
Oh,
we
yeah.
are free.
Oh, that would be.
See the sights. Oh. Feel like that. And then it would just be you at the end going, yeah, right.
That's such an anticlimax, huh? That You're Right thing is such an obscure reference that we can't even get into it, don't
you?
No,
not really.
Anyway, we've adopted it as our catchphrase. So this week's Yeah Right.
Yeah Right.
Apparently is I don't know if you saw this. This was Ian Duncan Smith, who is a Conservative MP.
Is he Yeah Right?
I'm not sure he is Yeah Right because he's on Good Morning Britain. I don't know about you. I've never watched early morning TV.
I switched it over once from BBC News one morning and Lindsay Lohan was on it. So I thought, right, I draw the line.
Even when I was
just turned my telly off.
We never used to watch TV when I was a kid,
no.
Like before school. So I don't. That one time I fell asleep watching Match the Day on my computer and I woke up and there was a Linford Christie documentary. Which was quite good. I quite enjoyed that. Apart from that, though, that is it. That was actually really good. It was funny. It was about when he took drugs, yeah, allegedly.
Interesting life.
Anyway, Ian Duncan Smith was on Good Morning Britain and they were talking about Diane Abbott, the Labour MP.
Yeah.
This isn't really about politics, but she messed up in some phone interview. so Ian Duncan Smith decides to... rap a bit of Eminem to
have you got the clip
illustrate how Diane Abbott's feeling. Yeah,
wow.
So I'll play.
Let's find out if Ian Duncan Smith is Yeah Right.
Yeah,
can we just take a moment, because just in the break there, one of the great iconic cultural moments I've probably ever experienced on this sofa, but Ian Duncan Smith, perhaps the last person you'd expect to know this, was talking about a message perhaps for Diane Abbott, which was, he began reciting lyrics from Eminem.
He was rapping.
You were actually rapping.
No,
would you like to remind us of these words, Mr. Duncan Smith?
Well, I only said that, because you were talking about Eminem earlier on, and I said that, of course, he had his Lose Yourself lyrics. There's some lyrics for Diane Abbott.
Can we have some?
Well, it's halfway down, and he says, he opens his mouth, but the words don't come out. He's choking now, everybody's joking now, and the clock's run out. And I thought that was... I thought Diane has been checking that one out.
Let me ask you, Chugga Moona,
I'm still recovering from this.
I mean, that's quite a moment. That's a seminal cultural moment.
You're an Eminem fan, I expect.
I don't mind Eminem. I'm more like old school hip hop.
So, as you can hear, that's Ian Duncan Smith reciting the lyrics from Lose Yourself by Eminem. Just a couple of points I want to make about that. First of all, Ian Duncan Smith says it's about halfway down, which I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Like a poem.
I don't know if he knows it's a song or if it's just his stupid stupid children or something printed off the lyrics for him.
So I don't think he's ever heard it. I don't think he's ever heard music. Everything just gets sent to him in lyric form.
It's just the whitest. If Piers Morgan thinks something's great and cool and wicked, it's probably ain't.
It's probably one of the worst things you'll ever hear.
Also, they're joined on the sofa with Chuka Amuna, who is a Labour MP, who is a black gentleman. So Susanna Reid, Piers Morgan's co-host, goes, you're an Eminem fan, I expect.
Oh my god.
Which I think is nice.
That is lovely.
Which is obviously...
You like the hippity hops, don't you?
So,
why don't you do a rap as well? I expect you're good.
I mean, no one except dear Chuka comes out of that with anything approaching dignity. So, that's Ian Duncan Smith. Also, reminded me of the time Ian Duncan Smith was on, I think it was Newsnight or something, and he was talking about trying to get people back to work. And he said, people need to realise that work makes you free,
yeah.
Which is, of course, what's written above Auschwitz.
Well, most concentration camps, okay. But yeah.
Oh, is it?
It was still, it does. I don't know why I said that. It doesn't make it better. It makes it worse, if anything.
I didn't know it was a franchise thing.
It's like those golden arches. Sorry, that's not appropriate. I like how he's one of those people who, well, a lot of politicians, to be fair, can't really talk without making everything sound like news.
Yeah. So,
well, as I was saying, the clock's run out, and you're honestly not a human being, are you? There's nothing behind those eyes.
I think that I'm
except dollar bills.
I'm waiting with this election for the sort of the Gordon Brown bigoted woman moment.
Well, haven't we had that a little bit with Tim Farron?
Oh, what, with that bloke? I meant sort of the thing like...
Okay.
Ed Miliband eating the bacon sandwich.
Okay,
something like that.
Theresa May to walk off and go, I've kicked him in the nuts.
Well, yeah, we just need the iconic image of this embarrassment that is British politics. So we just need a little... So if you have like a flick book of all the elections, so it'll be Gordon Brown holding his head in the radio studio when
Yeah, Miliband and the sandwich.
Miliband and the sandwich. Yeah, I don't know what this one is. Theresa May with the chips was quite good.
Yeah, but it's too similar, isn't it?
Yeah, we need...
There's something unique.
I don't know, maybe Piers Morgan laughing with glee.
While Theresa May sits on his face and farts.
Great. So, well, I think that went okay. Yeah, right. Should we hear the jingle? No?
You don't say anything? I like that.
Here's the jingle again.
I'm shutting your butt down.
For fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
You're right.
More music?
Yeah.
It's got to be the police now, isn't it?
Well, if there were two options last time, sure there's only one left.
Correct. Or we can have It's the End of the World as We Know It by Ren.
Oh, God, no. No, it's not.
That was The Police, so lonely. Tom and Jack podcast in a basement, if you can believe it.
From rags to rags.
Well, actually, we might be coming back to a certain radio station.
No. Well, they didn't. that radio station that we used to be on messaged us, and we responded saying, well, Tom responded saying, we're really keen to get back on the air.
We are.
And they haven't since responded again. So. Yeah. And that was the first time we'd heard from them in about 3 months.
Yeah. That might have been quite a subtle spam or something.
So forgive me for not, you know.
Well, yeah. All right, fine. I mean, also, it's proof, if proof be needed.
And it is.
None of them have listened to anything we've done since we left.
Because we've slaughtered them. We've gotten behind their backs. But they did very much the same thing to us, so.
Yeah. Oh, I've got some good ideas if we go back, actually. Go remind on. Me. No, I'm not saying all that. Someone will nick them. They already took drunk history off us. What more do they want?
And my Google game. I took that from me. Mills. Mills!
There's a whole podcast that makes up sequels to films based on a stupid premise, which is this was our idea. And they had the gall to message me saying, can you listen and review it?
Really?
Yeah. And I
scum. I did. Subhuman scum.
I waited till they reviewed ours and I took mine down.
Smart. Nice.
No, I didn't really. Smart. They listen. They're lovely fellas.
Okay. Yeah, someone listened to that, the Google game on Scott Mills, and they said that it isn't even as good as my idea. So
what was your idea again?
We should
again?
Bring it back. So I type three words into the Google search bar,
yeah,
and then a list of results. Five results will suggested finish the sentences will come
up.
Oh,
yeah.
And then you have to finish the sentence.
Oh, there's also someone on Facebook who does that. That's how
really?
They interview celebrities, and they go like Ryan Reynolds, and they go, is Ryan Reynolds wacky? And then goes, yeah, I am wacky. Yeah, watch Deadpool 2. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Ours would be less commercial.
That's true. Well, can you get less commercial than this? It's costing me money.
Yeah. I think the thing is, I mean, we could play up to the non-commercial sort of element of things, but you and I both know that as soon as a sniff of any kind of money...
Oh, we'll sell out. If any radio station is listening, we will happily sell out.
I will.
We'll go and sit on Capital and go, oh, here's another three songs in a row.
I will plug...
Anything.
Anything, really.
Semtex, nuclear weapons.
Yeah,
Trident.
Yeah.
Make Trident even bigger. Hang the NHS.
We're very political today.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I don't want to, because it's boring.
The election's looming.
I've got an election erection. Bring it on.
Oh, dear. What do you think
business?
Of Theresa May? Yeah, and so, I don't mean politically, I mean like...
I think she's a freaky robot woman.
Yeah, but would you?
Absolutely no way.
Not.
But why should that affect anything? Maybe I have perverse feelings about sexuality. I don't know what
you
I'm
do.
With. Let's stop talking about banging the PM.
Oh,
Mom.
Okay.
God bless her.
She's a bit like a queen, isn't she?
Well, apparently, because she wasn't elected.
Yeah.
Go. Zing. Anyway, let's move off this. Any other business? Done anything?
No, let's call it an end.
How do you exist for 2 weeks without anything notable?
I don't
happening?
Know what I've been doing. I went to a little gig with a load of louts. That was good.
You were right at the front for that.
I know. Man. Because my girlfriend is quite short. So, like,
she's like the same height as me, isn't she?
Yes, exactly.
Oh. Vicious.
I never have a problem with seeing over people, ever, really. Because I loom above them like a tree.
Mm-hmm.
But she wanted to get to the front, so I said, okay.
Fine. I'd love to see you getting barged into by these little oiks.
She was like, well, but aren't you a bit worried that you might be obstructing other people's view? I was like, you really, when you're at my height, you can't worry about that in life.
Yeah, that's true.
You just have to get on with it.
Mm.
Yeah, and then there was a group of about five drunk lads who only knew a couple of like the older songs from the band, and they would just throw their arms around me like we were at an Oasis gig.
Oh really? No, that's like, never happened to me before. Actually, maybe it's only like me and my mates have done that before when we've been
like a New Year's party or something.
No, a gig. I mean,
a gig. Yeah. You've never been to what gig have you?
I love
been
a gig, mate.
Oh yeah, you went to Libertines.
I went to,
and then you smoked and you bragged about
it
for ages.
I went to Blink 182 and there were these lads just stood next to me, stony faced the entire time. And then all the small things came on and they went mental. Like, they went mental. Like, they just they've gone into hibernation just for that point.
Conserve all their energy.
Yeah, and they just exploded. It was mad.
In their pants.
It is.
Sorry.
What happened to me? Oh, here's a little thing. You'll enjoy
what
this.
What happened to me?
So
Tom's new item.
I was crossing the road the other day.
Oh, you weren't.
This car was there with two builders in it. And they went, oh, excuse me, mate.
Where is this going?
They went, oh, excuse me.
Did you get in?
They went, oh, excuse me, mate. And I went, oh. I went over and they went, is there anywhere good to get your hair cut around here?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I started off, and I was thinking, that's a strange thing to say. And I started off, and I was like, oh, of course, they're mocking me, because I've got a stupid haircut. But I realised in sort of a millisecond, so I thought, oh, it's a wind-up, is it? Well, so I took them through every single hairdresser I could think of in Leighton Buzzard to the point where the lights changed and they missed it. So I finally won one.
Hey.
Me and authentic working class people, finally I've beaten them.
Well done, mate.
And what really annoyed me is one of them had braces and he was like 30. It's like, you're laughing at me, are you? Because my hair's a bit windswept. Back to your whatever. Back to your hod carrying. Oik, go and build me a castle. I'm scared of authentically working class people. Because the thing is, because I'm poor, but I don't feel I could say I'm working class because I don't sound or look or anything like it. Morrissey used to just wander around Manchester with his mate in full Ziggy Stardust makeup in 1970s Manchester.
He's still alive.
Yeah. So there you go.
That's well, I'm nice. Proud of you, mate. Well done.
Well, so
stick it to the scum.
No, come on.
Well, it sounds like they were scum.
Well, yeah, that's true, but not because they were builders. I've met some lovely
not
builders.
They were builders.
In fact, if there's a radio station that focuses solely on tradesmen and has made a grievous error and thinks they can't go back,
here's a chance to redeem yourselves.
We don't. We're not too proud to go back to be a lovely silver medal. Well, I had a Skype interview. Have you ever done a Skype interview?
Yes.
Peculiar.
Weird.
So
hated it.
Waited for about 9 hours. It kept getting pushed back. So I was like, fine. But obviously I was tensed up the entire time. So by the time it came, it was like I'd run a marathon. It clicked on, saw the bloke, and the webcam just shut down. So I was just looking at his avatar. So I just had to basically have a phone call looking at a screen for like 25 minutes.
But they could see you.
I don't know. And I had to keep reminding myself not to roll my eyes and stuff. Or to slouch because I was so tired. Oh.
They definitely could.
It was really... Yeah, of course I could. I don't think I'm... well... I actually want that one as well. Never mind.
I did a video interview once, but it was...
Computerized. Was this for Vodafone? Yeah, you talked about this
years
before.
Years ago. Yeah,
and stupid. You better make it good, because you won't get another chance.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. Get it tried this time, or you'll never be asked back. Oh, crikey, pressure.
So also, if anyone's got a job,
Tom's looking.
Contact us, jacktompodcast@gmail.com. We got nothing going on there, apart from we got an email from a lovely bloke from Burkina Faso who is coming to some money.
Wow.
I would like to share it with us.
That's good of him. Maybe he could sponsor the show.
Yeah. I was thinking about
leading
him on.
Do you want my card details?
I was thinking about leading him on, but I thought I'll just he'll outsmart me. I'll end up trying to wind him up, and never mind. Right, it's time for TV theme tune of the week. So here is the jingle. This is the theme tune of a TV show. I like both the TV show and the theme tune separately and when used in conjunction. No further information required.
What I like about that jingle is that I can tell, because I know you well enough.
But I'm laughing.
I can hear the glee. I can see your stupid grin as you're recording it, especially that no further information required bit on the end. I can see your stupid little face.
This will show him.
So I bet you had a little finger pointing in the air as well, didn't you? Like that. No further information required.
So this is when I play a theme tune from a TV show. I like the theme tune in and of itself, but I also like the TV show, even if it didn't have a theme tune.
Oh, it's good,
so,
yeah.
Put them both together, fantastic. So this is all the way back to the 1970s, I believe, and it's the theme tune from The Lightly Lads. So here it is.
I wonder what became of them.
That was the theme tune to Whatever Happened to the Lightly Lads. Sorry, not the Lightly Lads. But tragic, isn't it?
Yeah.
breaking. We couldn't listen to the whole thing. It was breaking our hearts. Mm. The only thing to look forward to, the past.
I was just looking off into the distance, thinking about my life, and it was not good, let me tell you.
Whenever, if I don't see you for 2 weeks, like just happened, I just listen to that in my headphones on repeat. Yeah. Maybe you should go to the army and come back.
Do you think I'd cut it?
No, I don't think I would.
Either, no.
To be brutally honest. Even being but very honest with myself.
Maybe both of us go together.
Yeah.
Make a movie.
Oh, that would be good. Just go make a documentary.
I'd love to make a documentary.
We used to be mad for documentaries. Well, for stupid ideas of making them. We don't have the time anymore.
No.
After my you take a week off work, we'll go make a documentary.
Okay.
Now.
You come up with something to make a documentary about. And it can't be about Johan anymore because I think he's banged up.
Yeah, I know. I looked into Visitation and you have to know him. You can't just put it there.
Never mind.
Yeah, so that was the...
All the good ones.
Oh, you do one thing that's very illegal and suddenly you're a criminal. So that was the thing, Tune 2. Whatever happened to the Likely Lads and that? Do you remember when Ant and Dec redid that classic episode in about 2002?
No.
Oh, that's an obscure reference.
That is a really obscure
It was appalling.
Reference.
Do you remember when Paul Merton did The Blood Donor? The Pegasus of Heresy?
No, I've got no idea what you're talking about. What?
We need to have a chat about some of these things. Those are basic, obscure references about British comedy being remade.
What about... Okay.
What?
I thought we were just talking about obscure references.
Go on then.
Pixie Lott on the British TV Awards.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, that's how we're going to end. We're going to play out with that. So this is, what was it? Not the VMAs.
No, it's the British Television Awards.
British Television Awards. Pixie Lott comes out and starts singing. And I'm thinking, I remember I was watching it and I was thinking, this is, I kind of recognise this song. What is it? It's like, when I go home... Well, you know, and I was like, is that the Proclaimers? And then it hits the chorus and he goes bang, and this massive curtain drops. The two Proclaimers come
Ladies
out
and gentlemen, the Proclaimers!
Yeah, onto this tiny little stage, and it's just both of them. I think only one's got a guitar.
One of them's blind.
Walk five, that was it.
Yeah, it was a really. Because like, she started off with a breathy, it was like a breathy advert.
Yeah, it was,
When I go.
Yeah, it was like a sort of Mariah cover. Mariah Carey cover. Mad. And yeah, it was like a lifetime award for the Proclaimers.
With the British Television Awards.
Yeah, for what, living that long?
Yeah.
Mental. Anyway, here it is. Tom and Jack. If you sorry, there's a fly in the room, it's distracting. If you want to get in touch, if you're maybe from another
like that episode of Breaking Bad.
That was annoying, that episode of Breaking Bad. If you don't have enough money to do all the episodes, just don't do them.
Like I quite like that one.
No, it's like clip shows. Well, I don't sign the contract for that long. Mm. Go, okay, we'll do one less, but we won't do any clip shows. There's a clip show in Star Trek The Next Generation.
Right, Tom's going to go on about this for a long time. Because you get him started. You can contact us via Facebook and Twitter. That's Tom and Jack Podcast. You can also find us on YouTube. And if you want to email us, it's jacktompodcast@gmail.com.
That's good. We should do it like that every time.
Okay. Well, you can cut that out and just paste it in, can't you?
That's a good idea. Yeah. See you later.
Bye.